CDC urges Americans to get updated coronavirus vaccine before Thanksgiving. By Hannah Blow on November 22, 2022. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is urging Americans to get an updated coronavirus vaccine prior to Thanksgiving. Despite the fact that the vaccine does not prevent one from contracting the virus or halt virus transmission. Get your updated COVID vaccine before you gather for Thanksgiving this week, the Federal Health Agency said in a Monday post, urging the updated shot for those 5 and older. The CDC's plea follows establishment media outlets and members of the medical establishment continuing to urge Americans to get vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus. NBC News, for instance, is advising parents to protect their children from seasonal illness, in part, by avoiding physical interaction with unvaccinated individuals. The tip falls flat, however, as the vaccines for the coronavirus do not prevent one from contracting the virus, despite initial misinformation spread by the likes of President Biden himself. PolitiFact even rated Biden mostly false after he stated in an interview that vaccinated individuals do not spread the disease, deeming it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Biden also falsely stated during a town hall that you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Yet, the quadruple vaccinated president went on to contract the virus. Meanwhile, the state of Florida has advised against coronavirus vaccines for healthy children and updated its guidance for the mRNA vaccine for men under the age of 40 following a Florida Department of Health analysis. It found an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination, prompting the recommendation, which resulted in Twitter temporarily removing a post from Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo. A September poll from The Economist/YouGov found that 3 in 10 Americans have not received any vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus, despite the public pressure over the past 2 years.